and welcome to episode 82 of the Dragons Are Real podcast. My name is Pete Jones. Well, today I've got another 12 zines to look at. I tell you what, the zine quest is getting tough. The quality is so high this year. This is part 4 of my look at the zines for Zine Quest, and I thought I might get away with 2 episodes. They just keep on coming. The good news is there's a little bit of a lull now before the next release of zines, which are coming around about the 13th or 14th, mid-month, and possibly another 100 zines coming out. Who knows? First of all, I want to make a big thank you out to Giuseppe Rotondo for sending me a work in progress of the Land of Legends Kickstarter. I mean, looking at that, the people who back that are in for a real treat, some real good work going into that. I don't do this to receive free PDFs, so please, any creators out there, don't feel obliged to send me this, anything free stuff. Although if I do receive it, it's grateful. But this is all about publicising some great zines and hopefully getting you some more backers. I'm happy to promote all stuff, all zines. Currently, I'm backing 9 and I'm watching 19. Yeah, I know I'm going to be backing some more, but the thing is, you see, you've got to be careful, because the funds may run out. So as it gets to the end of those zines and the new ones are coming out, then I might have to tinker around a bit. But the 9 I've backed, yeah, we're sticking on there. So without any further ado, let's get on to Zine Quest Part 4. So my first pick today is Tomb of Immolation by Yogdu Games. This is an exploration of an ancient prison tomb that has been partially flooded with lava. It's in 5e and OSR formats. It describes itself as a short but dense dungeon crawl with a variety of puzzles, traps and role-playing challenges to keep the players busy. It's 70 plus pages, so there's plenty to get your teeth into here, designed for 5 5th level characters. And the party should have a character with the ability to turn dead and a character with a good disabled device and lock-picking skills. It's got 3 adventure hooks, numerous new magic items described. And on the website there's a nice map of the dungeon. This one is £4 in digital, which is really good. They're doing a hardship version for people who are financially challenged through COVID. You can get it for £2, or the print version is £9. Next is Blood Heist by Leo Hunt. Dracula won, and the empire he built is ruled by immortal squabbling vampire clans. You will play as a gang of thieves hired by a powerful vampire to steal a valuable object from a rival. The game uses a D6 based rule set where the core mechanic asks players to accumulate small dice pools and attempt to roll at least 1 6. There are dangerous situations that will add doom dice to the pool, heightening the chance of success but also risking negative side effects. All roles are player facing, leaving the GM free to concentrate on other aspects of running the game. And it describes itself as a simple, light, flexible and easy to teach. There's some nice cartoony art on here. I particularly love the bat with the suitcase of money. And there looks like a ton of stuff in this one. 12 rituals, 6 professions, character generation, A5 zine. And there's some example pages on there as well. And this is UK based. This is £3 in digital and £10 in print. Next is Realms of Peril by Zach Wolf. This is a classic fantasy adventure designed for West March's campaigns with a focus on old school fiction-based gameplay, players and GM zines. The 2 zines are the Adventures Field Guide and the Games Master's Handbook. So this is nice to get the 2 books. It's a simple but powerful D20 core mechanic based on World of Dungeons by John Harper. And adventures start as level 0 fledglings. There's several unique types of magic users, over a dozen compact classes, hirelings, pets, guidelines for GMs, 100 plus classic and new magic items. So there is an absolute ton of stuff in this one. And this one is £8 in digital and £23 in print. Next, we've got Dodeca by Peter Larrymore. This is a D12 based old school style role playing game with narrative character creation and world building. It's got a unique D12 system in here, and Peter goes on to explain that he loves the D12, and I have to agree with you there, Peter. Yeah, the D12 is one of my favourite dice as well. There's Grim Dark World Building, and it describes an innovative combat system. designed to simulate the flow of a battle. There are no rounds, instead it uses an initiative wheel. So that looks a bit interesting. And weapons and armor are defined by the player as well. So some interesting stuff in this one. Backing for this one is £5 in digital, or if you pay £9 in digital, you get 5 extra adventures for it, or £10 in print, or £14 if you want the other 5 adventures. Next up is Scoundrels by Geoffrey Jones. This is a set of 3 zines with NPCs, locations, tables and rules to inject a strong crime theme into your sci-fi or modern game. So zine 1 is Denizens, that's chock full of interesting NPCs, useful locations and contending factions to drop seamlessly into your own setting. Zine 2 is Crime, which is a host of tables for fleshing out your setting and generating jobs and missions, and a step-by-step guide to generating a mission using random tables. And Zine 3 is Optional Rules, rules to further ingrain a crime theme into your game, including planning an engagement, after the game session, entanglements, downtime activities and guidelines. Scoundrels is £6 in digital and is print only to the USA. Up next is Castaway by Afterthought Committee. Do you have what it takes to brave the wilderness? Well, Castaway is a complete tabletop RPG system built with narrative-focused survival scenarios in mind. The zine includes everything you and your friends need to start the game, minus the dice, advice for creating and navigating your own survival scenarios, a pre-written scenario so you can jump into the game. They're also releasing 3 packs of pamphlets, settings for Fantasy Misadventure, A Harrowing Space Odyssey, and The Zombie Apocalypse. And this one is got a host of prices depending on the rewards, but the base price is £5 in digital, £9 in print, or £12 if you want the PDF scenarios. Next up is Space Weirdos by KCG. This is a sci-fi skirmish war game for whatever minis you have around, and this is one that I've already backed for a couple of reasons. One is KCG is the guy behind the Stay Frosty rule set, which is great for doing alien type games, OSR type game. I've played that a few times, it's great fun. And secondly, the cost of this one, which I'll come to a second. So it's a low model count, 5 to 10 models for each side, use any minis you have. It's short and comprehensive, and everything in one 16 page zine. It's got minimal token use, no tape measures or rulers. Everything is using 5-inch sticks, and it uses all your RPG dice except D20s because he thinks they get overlooked too much. And Space Weirdos is £3 in digital and £6 in print. Next up is Grimblade by Josh Beckelheim. This is a light and fast-paced role-playing game of adventures and stories set within an implied grim fantasy world. Contained in these pages are the bones of a role-playing game. Josh does all his own writing, and he does some artwork. He does some lovely black line drawings, and you can check some of those out on his Kickstarter page. And he manages to keep it all in-house as well, because he's got his wife doing all the editing. So that is great when you can keep it all in-house. Josh was only going to go print only because of the cost of sending print out of the USA, but kindly, he's acquiesced to us anchorites that want to get a hold of a copy. So he's doing £4 for digital and print only, as I said, in the USA. Next up is Definitely Wizards, a game about not being a wizard. This is a rules-light comedy fantasy role-playing game about pretending to be a wizard. The game takes place as your characters make their way through the wizard certification practical exam, a series of increasing difficult chambers with puzzles to solve, and or monsters to fight. It's got simple gameplay with plenty of room for interpretation and creativity. Definitely Wizards is £3 in digital and £6 in print. Next up is Swordpoint by Gallant Knight Games, strictly Alan Barr. This is a D100 swashbuckling themed zine using the Legend OGL from Mongoose Publishing. The tone and theme is inspired by Musketeers, Captain Alatriste and European continent around the 1600s, as well as older games like En Garde, Flashing Blades and more. The rules are condensed to about 60 pages in a 5x8-inch landscape format, because he's always wanted to try landscape and people are reading stuff on their tablets and phones, so he figured, why the hell not? Now this one has got 4 days to go. He does stress he did all the layout himself, so it's not super fancy. I bet he tried to keep it simple. And the price for this, you're going to love the price for this one. This one is £1 in digital or £4 in print, but that's USA only. Next up is The Lighthouse at the Edge of the Universe, a solo RPG by Ella Lim. This is a solo journaling game best played at nighttime before bed or when you can't sleep. The Lighthouse is about running a lighthouse in space. It is played with a dice, a coin, and a pack of cards. Roll the dice and flip a card to get a prompt. Flip a coin to see how you go about the task. Record your duties, thoughts and observations. Your notes in the logbook will be a record of your time in the lighthouse and the lighthouse itself. And this has got a nice graphic of a lighthouse on a rock in space. And what I like about this is a lot of people are stuck at home, haven't got people to play with, or they're limited in the time they've got to play with others. So this one is solo. You've got some downtime at home. And then crack this one out and have a play of this one. This one is £4 in digital and £6 in print. And my final note for today, by no means least, is A Brutal Quest by Nick Evans. Brutal Quest is a narrative war game. Whilst you can play it competitively, the rules are designed with the storytelling in mind. As such, Brutal Quest can be played as either a 1v1 battle or as a long-term narrative campaign overseen by a game master. And this has got some nice black and white art on it as well. There's a mock-up of the rulebook, and this is based on the Planet 28 rules. And this one is £1 in digital, £8 in print. So that's the final one for today. 12 great zines there with a variety of stuff, a variety of content for you. So please do check them all out. So that's it for episode 82. Thank you for listening and thank you for your feedback. Remember, if you want more, check out the website at petejones.neocities.org. The blog is dragonsarealpodcast.tumblr.com. You can leave me a voicemail via the Anchor app, or you can email me at dragonsarealpodcast@pm.me. And over on my website, I've got links to the YouTube channel, where this is repeated with pretty pictures for the hard of hearing, Facebook and Twitter. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.